In New York City, 65,000 preschoolers will be among those experiencing the first day of school tomorrow. They're taking advantage of New York City's new Universal Pre-K program. To put that number, 65,000 four-year-olds, in context, that is more than all the public school students in all grades in either Washington, D.C. or Boston. Universal free high-quality pre-K was a key campaign promise of New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. And when I spoke with the mayor today, I asked him what high-quality pre-K means.
Well, it means we're working with a Common Core curriculum. Our four-year-olds, they'll do all the fun things four-year-olds love to do. They'll paint and they'll sing and they'll count numbers out loud. But at the same time, it'll be part of a very carefully calibrated curriculum to prepare them to be on target for their next experience up ahead in kindergarten.
Does high quality mean that there's a teacher with a degree in early childhood education?
Yes, we have certified teachers and teachers who are specialists in early childhood. And in fact, we've had tremendous success. We put out a national call for the best and brightest early childhood teachers. We got a huge response, 3 qualified teachers for every 1 position that we had here. So I think there's a great sense here that something very special is happening when we can take a whole school system of kids, every background, every neighborhood, and get them all on a strong start at the same time.
I want to pursue that every neighborhood. A couple of weeks ago, the city acknowledged that despite a lot of recruitment effort and outreach, sign-ups in some low-income neighborhoods have been low and there are vacant places. Why do you think that is?
I think we have to keep reaching out to parents to let them know how important this is for their child. So, for example, a lot of parents have informal arrangements with family members or neighbors to watch their children. And that's understandable if you don't have any other option. What that means a lot of time is the child is parked in front of a TV set, for example. Well, we're explaining to parents that if you really want your child to have a bright future, give them the opportunity to get a real strong educational start with a full-day pre-K program. For some parents, that's just not something they had thought about before or something they experienced as a child. And so it takes time to convince them it'll work. The word-of-mouth impact, the impact of parents talking to other parents, talking to family members, neighbors, I think that's going to really pump up the numbers even in the next few weeks and certainly in the years to come.
A Berkeley study found that there are more pre-K seats or centers, I believe, in the wealthiest New York City zip codes than in the poorest, even though there are more four-year-olds in the poorer neighborhood.
That study is deeply flawed, and I have to tell you, a truly universal program, which we've created, is giving much more opportunity for folks in low-income neighborhoods than they've ever had before. When I came into office, there were 20,000 kids in full-day pre-K. Again, tomorrow we have 65,000 signed up.
But aren't a lot of those kids, then, who are in the 65,000, kids from families that in fact were or would be paying for pre-K and are now taking advantage of the new entitlement?
I am certain. I've talked to a lot of middle-class and even upper-middle-class parents who are benefiting from this program, and I think they have a right to it as well. It's something that should be, again, as universal as first grade or kindergarten once were. This now should be. And the fact it's universal, I believe, actually lifts all boats. And I think even for middle-class families, a lot of middle-class families in this town are stretched economically. This is the kind of benefit they deserve for their children, but also for their household budgets.
How soon should pre-K, in your view, become mandatory? And is the scholarship on the benefit of the lasting educational benefits of pre-K so solid that it could justify starting public school at 4?
I think that is the way of the future. I think the scholarship is very strong on this and very consistent.
Some would say there's much disputed scholarship on this.
I don't believe that, certainly not from all the work we've been doing here and all the experts I've consulted with. I think the jury's back on pre-K. It's been proven to have a huge impact on a child's development. I think one day in this country it can and should be available to all. And I hope that the example in New York City will inspire. I mean, look, this is a tough place to do this. But it's working. So to quote the old song, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I hope this example in New York City proves this is something that can be achieved in each and every community in the country.
Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.